Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to once again welcome back those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're tuning in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us, as well as those joining us on the East Coast worldwide through dcnowradio.com. We're glad you could join us as well. Our next guest is someone that probably really needs no introduction. Many of you have gotten to know him as the frontman of Blind Melon, also as a part of the duo, the Lookout Kids. But we're talking about Travis T. Warren. He's making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his musical journey, but also the music behind his new project, Beneath These Borrowed Skies, Travis. Travis, thank you so much for being on with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, no problem. Glad to do it. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more here about the project Beneath These Borrowed Skies here in a moment, but I want to start off by kind of talking about your background, because I thought it was interesting when I was getting ready for this segment that you're someone who, you know, comes from, you know, lovers of music. You know, both of your parents loved music, and they shared that love with you. What has it been like for you now to have your own fans literally around the world, Travis, and to be able to share your love and passion for music with all of us?
It's been great. I mean, for me, it was very normal and very natural to have, you know, guitars kind of flung around the house and, you know, always listen to music. That was very, very normal for me. And then I'd go visit friends, and I realized pretty early on that I didn't have, you know, a very normal life. I mean, my dad was always on tour, and you know, my mom doing music. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It was always around. I always had it. I had a deep fascination with music at a really, really young age. I was just fascinated with it. Everything about it, you know, it was constant chills, and I knew that was what I wanted to do, you know, at a really young age. That passion has never changed or never swayed. But you know, I love it. You know, my mom is, Like most kids, you know, she's a huge supporter and my biggest fan. And, you know, I always tell people I get my voice from my mother and my guitar playing from my dad. You know, my dad was very much into, like, the folky stuff, you know, John Prine and Towns Van Zandt and all those cats. And, you know, of course, I grew up, you know, loving everything my dad didn't like, you know. So, of course, I was always around it at the time. And I think it's easy for kids to take advantage or take their folks for granted. And so I'd always heard that kind of music. So naturally I wanted to gravitate, you know, towards something else. So, you know, grew up loving like early Metallica and Slayer and very, you know, heavy stuff. It wasn't until, you know, I was probably in my 20s where I went back and listened to my dad's music and I had a completely different appreciation for it. And same thing with my mom. You know, so I'm not just saying that because they're my folks. They're really talented people, and I feel very fortunate to have come from that. So,
well, you know, I think, Travis, that's an interesting thing that you bring up, because that was kind of what I was thinking about you. This is what the perception when I mentioned that you were coming on the program. This is what others said to me on Facebook, and I believe it, and I want to share it with you and get your thoughts, that you are more interested in the music than the fame. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. That never really appealed to me. I also know, just for, you know, friends and some of the musicians that I idolize, you know, fame is not always an easy thing. You spend your whole life wanting to become famous, and then once you're famous, you spend every waking hour trying to be private and trying to, you know, get away from the public eye. I mean, it's
right,
sort of a catch-22, but you know, I think I could have probably become much more successful at an earlier age if I would have sort of given in. You know, every label that I talked to, you know, had something to say, whether it was my songs were too long, or I should work on my lyrics, or, all had something to say, and I had stuck to what I've done, and you know, kind of like the comedian Bill Hicks, which is, he's sort of like my mentor and, you know, father I never had, but he always talked about playing and singing from the heart, and you have to be honest with what you're doing, and I just, to me, I'd rather create the kind of music I want to create without compromising, instead of having the fame and those other things. To me, right, at the end of the day, music is much more important, because you know, it's something that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And I don't want to look back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now going, oh man, I should have done that, and I shouldn't have listened to these guys, and you know, and I didn't want to be full of regret. So I believe it's very, very important for musicians to be true to themselves and not compromise if they can.
Exactly. And I think that has definitely been rewarded in your case, Travis, by the way that the fans see you, because I think they can see the truth in you, and they can see, and that is what they're resonating with. I just want to say quickly, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking to Travis T. Warren, and if I can finally get the title of the album right, Beneath These Borrowed Skies is the title of the new project from Iron Ridge Road Recordings. And Travis is talking to us about this musical journey for him and what it's been like coming from a parents that love and appreciated music, and then, of course, you know, being able to share that experience with them. So walk us through this process. I'm not a musician, Travis. I'm not an individual who knows what it's like to perform in front of fans that way. When you get up on stage and when you're able to perform something that you can fully stand behind, tell us what that feeling is like for you. What are you feeling at that moment?
Well, you know, being on stage, I think, is after you experience that, is the reason why most performers want to stick with it. I mean, it's, you can take every drug and you know, throw it in a pile, and performing on stage outweighs that by, you know, a millionfold. It's just one of those things where you just have this connection with fans, and I think it's very important too for the fans. It's a great way for people to get away from the daily, you know, crap that's in all of our lives, and it's just a way to escape. And when you have that connection with your fans, there's really nothing that compares to it. It's just one of those things that I remember first getting on stage when I was about 8 or 9. I used to play rhythm guitar for my dad, and that feeling never changes. I can remember that very first experience getting on stage, and it's just a feeling that is unlike anything else. And, you know, I mean, I love everything about creating music and playing live. I love the studio and the writing process. You know, playing live in front of people, which is completely different. You know, it's completely different than being in the studio. But everything about it I love. There's just nothing like it. I mean, that's really the best way I can explain it. It's a great feeling.
You mentioned, Travis, doing this for your fans. Has the idea of having fans taken some getting used to? I mean, has that part of this journey, knowing that there are people, as I mentioned earlier, literally around the world that are looking forward to the next project, looking forward to seeing you, looking forward to what you have to say, has that been something that's been an easy part of this process for you?
Yeah, I mean, the fans are, they push you. You know, you don't want to let them down. So in anything you put out, you know, the ultimate goal, I think, is, you know, especially for this record, while I was making it, you almost put yourself in the listener's shoes. And you know, while I was recording this album, you sort of put yourself in their shoes and go, how are they going to, you know, accept this? Are they going to like this? And so, you know, on a can't. I mean, you obviously, no, I don't think any artist wants to let down the fans.
Right.
But, you know, so that's something for me, especially on this album. I didn't want any kind of filler on this album, meaning I didn't want one or two good songs on the album and then people just kind of, you know, fast-forwarding through the garbage. And I think there's a lot of artists that, for whatever reason, end up doing that. There's just a lot of crap, basically, right. on an album and maybe one or two good songs. I really wanted this album to be cohesive, and I really wanted it to be an album where people just listen to it, you know, from front to back. And I think with technology and different things, that's changed today. You know, people will pick a couple songs from this album and, you know, a couple songs for this album. But I really wanted, you know, my album to be one of those records, like a Zeppelin record or a Pink Floyd record or something like that, where when you listen to it from start to finish.
Right.
So that was very, very important to me. And, you know, with this album, I had a whole, I mean, this is my first official solo record, so I had so many songs that I could have picked for this album, which made it really easy in a lot of aspects. So I was, you know, very cautious of putting together this album to try to make it the best I could. So it definitely exceeded my expectations. I was very, very happy with the way it turned out, and which is saying a lot in itself, because I'm pretty picky. I'd probably say 90% of the recordings I put out, I do not like. So I was very, very happy with the way this came together. And, of course, getting Rob Schnopf to mix it. I first heard of him through Elliott Smith, which is one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters. And he mixed and produced a lot of Elliott records. So, you know, I was very, very honored to have him mix this album. I felt like it was a perfect combination. So.
Gotcha. Well, again, the title is Beneath These Borrowed Skies. Take us into the title. What, I mean, when people hear the title, what do you want them to visualize? What do you want them to think about as they're listening to it?
Well, about halfway making the album, halfway through it, that title just hit me, I mean, subconsciously. And I at the time, I didn't really know what it meant. I remember specifically just that title in my head, and it just kind of stuck with me. But later on, I realized I could hear all my influences. I mean, everybody from, you know, Shannon Hoon to Bjork to Elliott Smith, even Maynard from Tool. I could hear everything in there, and even my past bands as well. And I felt like this was sort of a tribute to a lot of my idols, even Bill Hicks, which a lot of the lyrical content is about, you know, stuff that I would imagine Bill would be talking about if he was still alive. Mm-hmm. So it was not just musicians, but, you know, comedians and even my own personal experiences. But it was really a tribute to a lot of my idols, like I said, Elliott Smith, Shannon Hoon, and they just happened to have passed away. But you know, it's one of those things. As far as what fans take away from it, I just want, you know, I've had a lot of people who listen to the album, you know, tell me it sort of takes them back to a place that, you know, a good place. I think, you know, from me growing up, I the 90s was a great time in music, especially in the early 90s. And we had so many great bands. And that feeling, I just feel like you don't really have that anymore. I think there's different reasons why. But I felt like during the early 90s, there was a real sense. There was like a real music scene. And, you know, you had bands like Nirvana, which completely changed the game. And, you know, Tool, Rage Against the Machine. It was just a great time of music. And with this album, I kind of wanted to create that feeling for fans. I wanted people to, you know, to hear and go, wow, this takes me back to a great time. And even though there's some nostalgic moments in the album, to me it's a very modern album. And
right. And
I knew going into this, one of the first things I told myself is, because I am such a fan of different genres of music, I love singer-songwriter music. I love, you know, metal, which is a very big part of my makeup, and, you know, electronic music, reggae. I'm just such, even like old-school country, just a very big fan of all different kinds of music. So that was the main goal in this, was I wanted to explore different genres, but at the same time keep it cohesive, because you can go really wrong if you know, you have one song that's you know, like Slayer metal-ish, and then the next song, you know, like a Joan Baez tune or something. So you have to be smart about it, but I felt like I achieved that on this album. So I think there's something for all different types of people. People who don't necessarily like heavier music, there's, you know, acoustic songs on there and vice versa. But that was very important to me, to try to explore as many different genres as I could, but at the same time keep it together, keep it cohesive.
Gotcha. Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Travis T. Warren. Many of you got to know him as the front man of groups like Blind Melon. Also, of course, he's a part of the Lookout Kids. But this, as he said, this is really his official solo project, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. You know, I speak to recording artists on this program all the time, Travis, as well as authors. And authors, especially when they are talking about their first project, they said it's really a lot of them in that project. And it sounds like that's what you're saying in this album. There's really a lot of you in here that people will be able to take. We're actually going to let our listeners be able to enjoy some of the music from the project, Travis, and also be able to let them know how they can get their own. The first track we're going to be listening to, though, is a track called War Toys. Talk to us a little bit about that track and how it came about.
Well, with a lot of this record, I didn't have any sort of preconceived ideas with it. I'd literally, sat at the writing table, I guess you could say, and just kind of went with it. And all these songs, really come naturally. I don't ever sit there and go, okay, I'm going to write an electronic song, or I'm going to write a heavy song. They just, it was almost a spiritual experience making this album. It came together really easy. But, War Toys was something I think I got on a synthesizer I have, and really wrote the main riff, and the rest is history. I just slowly built on from that. But the lyrics, it's kind of like what I was telling you before. I'm a huge fan of Bill Hicks, my all-time favorite comedian. And if you're familiar with Bill, then I think you can relate to the song. But, I'm very much into politics and the things that are going wrong in the world. And even with War Toys, it was, you could kind of, put it to different things, but a lot of it was sort of about the music industry and how I feel like ultimately greed is really what took them down. And, so a lot of it's kind of about that. But I try to leave my songs open enough where you can have your own, interpretation of it. I try to keep it broad enough where you can make it your own. So,
well, since we have you here with us, Travis, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce that single for us?
Yeah, so the song, the track you're about to hear is a song called War Toys off my new album, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. So I hope you enjoy it.
Oh,
Travis T. Warren with War Tours here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com as well as through our friends at dcnowradio.com. Travis is actually joining us live. That single is from his new project, Beneath These Borrowed Skies. And, you know, Travis, you know, as you were saying before, you know, about not so much having a commentary, but just really much, pretty much letting the music speak for itself. You know, it's very obvious, I think, what I was telling you before we went live, had the opportunity to listen to the whole album, and it's very obvious the passion that you have for music and for creating and being able to express yourself. Is that normally what you tell aspiring recording artists as well? Because I know they come to you asking, you know, what is the key? You know, how do I, you know, make it at this? Is that what you share with them also about the importance of really just sticking to it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of like what I was saying earlier, one of the things I always tell, you know, younger artists coming up is play from your heart. Very, very, very important. I mean, it sounds very simple, but yet it's, you'd be surprised how many artists don't follow that. And it's easy to get caught up in something else. Anytime you have an A&R or record guy telling you, oh, you need to do this, and you have different opinions, sometimes it's easy to question yourself. So I think just you know, like I said, playing from your heart is so important. Everybody has a story to tell, and it's, you know, it's kind of, it depends on how you tell that story, I think, is what ultimately matters. But, you know, if you're fueled by money and those kind of things, and not to say, you know, musicians have to, we all need money to survive. I mean, that's
right.
I'm not denying that. But if that's the only thing that fuels you or the fame part, I think you're setting yourself up for disaster. You have to get in this because you love it. And especially these days, there's not the money that was floating around back in the 90s or even the early 2000s. You know, internet has completely changed that. So even producers, and you know, now it's so easy for folks to record their own music. I mean, with a laptop, you know, software and a microphone, pretty much anybody can record their own stuff. So now even engineers are they're just making a fraction of what they were making years ago. So, you know, you have to know that getting into this. And like I said, you have to love what you're doing. You have to really have a true passion. And that's not just for music. I think
right.
That goes with anything, whether you build houses or, you know, you're a chef or whatever. You have to have pride, take pride in what you do, and have to have a deep love for it. And like I said, for music, you got to play from your heart. Very, very important.
Well, it's very obvious that you do that, Travis. Again, Beneath These Borrowed Skies is the name of the new project. Travis T. Warren is our guest. You can go to his website at www.travistwarren.com. There you can find out more information about Travis, about the album. Get the album there through online retailers there on the website, as well as you'll be able to find out how to stay in contact with him through Facebook by clicking the social media button there. Travis, man, we really appreciate you you coming on the program. We're going to actually be closing out with another single from Beneath These Borrowed Skies that's Hand Me Down. But I just want to say, you know, continued success to you, and it goes without saying, you're welcome to come back here anytime. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much, and again, I appreciate you having me on. It really means a lot. Thank you so much.
Well, no problem. Glad to do it. If you missed any part of the conversation with Travis, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those places. Just click on the link, and you'll be able to listen to the show completely for free. You can go to facebook.com/caweb4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's C-Y-R-U-S. We appreciate Travis coming on the program again. Beneath These Borrowed Skies is the new album. You can get it wherever you get your online music, or you can go to travistwarren.com to find out how to get it there as well. To close us out, here's another single from the project, Hand Me Down. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow morning for Breakfast with Books right here on Conversations Live. Until then, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
I'll catch up with you and trade a smile. Make